realistically, a cut of 25% is not going to happen. That would be, you know, approximately over, you know, 5 million of a reduction to the revenue and stream for the council. And this money just the council cannot afford to lose at this moment in time. But in saying that, like, you know, 100%, I mean, I believe that the rate structure needs to change. You know, we have consistently called for new legislation to reflect modern Ireland and the changes in the economic climate that we find ourselves in. Currently, as you know, the way the rate system is structured, it's not equitable and it's very unfair for small businesses who don't have a large turnover.
Now, what the government is going to argue is that they have taken those concerns on board and they're trying to make things more equitable by spreading the burden, getting everybody to pay through household charges and through property taxes, and people like yourself are opposing them at every turn.
Well, I mean, in one sense, you would think that would be the case, but I mean, we haven't seen this come to fruition yet. We don't know where all this money is going. It certainly isn't coming back into the council. But what I'm saying, until they get the whole system sorted out, they still, that doesn't take away from the fact that the legislation on the rates is archaic and it's over 100 years old and it needs to be reviewed. Certainly I take on board the point that the extra taxes come in, but I mean, at the minute, as I say, that isn't properly sorted out. I just would be calling on the minister to be mindful of the irrecoverable rates and the inability of many to pay. And be cognizant of this when they're distributing their local government fund to councils. But I know we're still heavily dependent on the local government fund now more than ever. But at the same time, I mean, we have to be realistic about this. And I suppose from a county council point of view, all I will be saying is for local ratepayers, you know, to contact the council in terms of maybe restructuring their repayments. And as I say, every county councillor in the chamber will be doing their best to try and reduce the rates. But it's not going to be very easy in the current economic climate.